Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
The Day I Met the Knight.
I don't blame you for feeling angry, Father. Thanks to him, you'll have to empty that tool shed all by yourself.
Oh, he's a menace. Never keeps his promises.
You're right, Susan. Oh, he makes me so mad. I could take his pants down and leather him for this.
Oh, listen, Alfie. What a way to talk about the vicar.
Vicar? Give over. They're not talking about the vicar.
That's right, Alfie. The troublemaker we're talking about is right here in this room.
Oh, Alfie, get your pants down.
That'll do, Jimmy. Look. Did you or did you not promise to move all your things out of Grandad's tool shed?
Of course he promised. I heard him when he was asking Grandad for a shilling for doing it. But you might know he wouldn't keep his word.
You're right, Susan. I never did get that shilling.
You'll get the back of my hand in a minute.
Oh, sorry, Grandad. It was only a joke.
Why haven't you done what you were told and moved that stuff? You've been promising for weeks to do it.
Well, I was trying to tell you. It's the vicar's fault. When I went round there just now, he was out.
More excuses. What's the vicar got to do with it?
Well, today I've got to deliver the parish magazines for him, and it takes all afternoon shoving them through the doors.
Oh, that's marvellous. Who was the ninny who lumbered you with that job?
It was you, wasn't it, Mum?
Yes, I did tell the vicar to put your name down on the list of volunteers. But I didn't know he'd picked you for today.
Oh, yeah, it's true, because we saw him in the market square on my back. No, not the vicar on my back. Well, he was on one, but it was a pushback, you see, it's not mine. Mine runs on petrol.
Like your tongue.
Yeah, oh, shut up. You see, the vicar put his hand up to wave, and I thought he might
want to leave the square.
Yes, I did. Belt up. Might want to talk to us. So we stopped and he told him it was his turn today. Well, he didn't say today, of course. He said Saturday afternoon because it was only Tuesday when he said it. No, I'm telling a lie. No, it was Wednesday because I got my mum's tongue in my tool bag.
Yes, it's the only way they can stop her talking.
That's right. Not a tongue, a tongue from the butcher. See, I'll thump you in a minute.
Ignore him, Alfie. Listen, funny boy, it's 2 hours since we had lunch and it's not far to the vicarage. You could have moved some of your rubbish by now.
I told you, sister dear, the vicar wasn't in and the magazines were in his car. And after I'd waited an hour, Mrs. Vicar said, "Come back at 3, James." So put that in your hairspray and squirt it.
Look, funny boy, if you're going to be at the vicarage for 3, you'd better get a move on.
Right, Mum. I'll tell my chauffeur. Alfred, you are driving me to the vicarage. Wear your picked cap. Oh, and your trousers as well.
You shut up. I've come to see Susan.
Oh, you might as well run him round there, Alfie. I'll be at the hairdresser's nearly all afternoon. I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, see Susan at her best, Alfie. After dark.
You won't go out at all in a minute. Alfie, you're only to take him to the vicarage. No delivering those magazines for him, understand?
Don't worry, I won't, Mrs. Clitheroe. Come on, Jimmy.
Right, ta-ra, everybody. Sorry about me things in the tool shed, Grandad. I would move them tomorrow for you, but the vicar says it's wrong to work on Sundays. I don't know why. He does.
Oh, clear off, you chicken young.
Oh, that was a near thing, Alfie. I think I just missed hearing a rude word there.
Yeah, well, you'll hear a few from me if you don't hurry up. What time did you say you got to be there?
3 o'clock at the vicarage, 5 past at my pal Ozzy's, and 10 past at the sports shop.
Oh, well, let's get... You what? Ozzy's? Sports shop?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Ozzy and me have swapped jobs for the afternoon. He's delivering the magazines for me.
Here we go. And what are you doing for him?
Going in goal for our team. The Blackhanders.
Yeah, oh, is that why I have to take you to the sports shop as well?
Yes, to pick up our new football. We're playing the Dirty Necks this afternoon on the kids' recreation ground.
Ah, this sounds funny to me. Well, why can't Ozzy go in goal?
He's hurt his hand, but he's still got one good one for delivering the magazines.
What? He's delivering the magazines for you? Ah, well, isn't that nice of him? Good lad, Ozzy.
Good lad, nothing. I'm paying him 2 bob to deliver them magazines.
I might have known he's as bad as you. Now, come on, I'll start me back up and then we'll be off.
Right, Alfie.
Run you to the vicarage and then to Ozzy's, then to the football shop. That's what I've got to do, isn't it?
Yes, and there's one other thing you've got to do for me.
What's that?
Lend me the 2 bob to give Ozzy. And I'm the first to turn up. That means I can get some practice in.
Yeah, well, now I brought you here, I'll be off.
Oh, you can't go yet, Alfie. You've got to shoot in for me, so I can practice some flying dives.
You can practice some running jumps instead. I'm not shooting in for you.
Oh, don't be mean. Look, I've chalked some goalposts on this garden wall here. Go on, fire one in.
Oh, give over. See, there's a big house on the other side of that wall. We could get in, bothered.
We can't. The house is empty, like your head. I know that because me and Charlie Thompson sometimes play cowboys and Indians in the garden. Now, come on, shoot one in.
Oh, look, they go mad round here if they saw a grown man kicking a football.
We're safe then, there's only you and me. Now go on and I'll put one hand behind me back and close one eye. Go on, just to make it easy for you.
Sir Joshua, what are you doing out here in the cold? Come indoors at once, sir.
Oh, get back to your filing cabinet, you silly old secretary.
Look, sir, it's been bad enough supervising the removal man without having to keep an eye on you. What are you doing with that gardening rake?
I'm combing my hair, you bum pup. I'm tidying up my new garden here. I say, see these lovely apples?
Yes, Sir Joshua. Look, until a gardener is employed, I will tidy up the garden.
Oh, no, you don't. After me apples already are.
No, I am not. I'm trying to look after you, sir. Oh, look at you. Just look at you. Dressed in your old clothes and no overcoat. You'll get pneumonia.
And you'll get a thick ear if you don't shut up. I'll get back in the house and tell cook to make me some dinner.
You have had your dinner. Luncheon, sir.
What? A piece of dry toast and a bowl of gruel? And you call that dinner? My name's Sir Joshua Arkwright. Not Oliver Twist.
You know very well it's doctor's orders, sir. Dry toast and clear soup. That's your diet.
Well, I've had my diet. Now I want me dinner.
Sir. What was that?
A great ball. It came straight over my wall and right through my greenhouse roof. What the devil's going on?
It must be that man and the boy. I saw them from an upstairs window playing football. Yes, I'll go and speak to them about it.
No, wait a minute. No, you won't. Knowing how soft you are, you'll probably finish up playing centre forward. No, I'll sort them out when they come looking for the ball.
But, Sir Joshua...
Oh, don't argue, Jenkins. Look, I tell you what, we'll pretend to go in the house, but I'll slip out the side door and nab them. Come on, nature boy.
Really, nature boy. Coming, Sir Joshua.
Oh, they've gone at last. I must get the ball back. Quick. I think the door's locked. Now, how do I get in this greenhouse?
The key's hanging on that nail.
Oh, thanks very much. Quick.
Gotcha, you young monkey.
Help! Oh, let go of me here. It was only washed this morning.
Yes, it was you who broke my window, was it?
No, it was Alfie Hall, the twit. Look, I'm sorry if I've caused you any bother.
Oh, this is my day for it, lad. First I get ticked off for doing my gardening, and now I'll have to pay for a new pane of glass.
Oh, I saw that posh bloke telling you off when I climbed over the wall. Is he the boss?
Ah, well, you'd think so, to hear him talk, the big fat windbag. Oh, gets on my wiki, does he?
Well, I bet it's no joke being a gardener for a big twit like him. What's his name?
Whose name?
The bloke who owns this house.
Oh, well, it belongs to Sir Joshua Arkwright.
I was right. He must be a twit with a name like that.
Oh, you think so, do you? Hmm. Well, what about this broken window that I've got to pay for, eh? I mean, your ball broke it, didn't it? I mean, you should pay for it.
Well, I will, if you'll settle for fivepence halfpenny and a bar of chocolate.
Now, look here, laddie. Chocolate. Did you say chocolate?
Yes, I've got some in my pocket.
Oh, what I'd give for a bar of chocolate, lad.
Why? Are you hungry?
Hungry? I'd eat the apples off those trees if they didn't give me wind. Here, lad, I'll tell you. Do you know what I had for my dinner today? A piece of dry toast and a bowl of soup.
Oh, give over. You're having me on.
No, it's true. That's all he'd give me. Just think of it, lad. If you were to ask the bank, they'd tell you Sir Joshua Arkwright's worth a cool $500,000. And that's all I get to eat.
Oh, you poor old man. Here, have my chocolate.
Eh? But are you sure you don't mind?
No, you have it. Oh, hang on. I'll brush the fluff off it. Oh. There you are. Go on, have the lot.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Sonny.
Oh, you're welcome. Can I get me ball back now, Mr. Gardner?
Eh? Go ahead, yeah. I say, what did you call me just then?
Well, all I know is you're the gardener. Well, what is your name?
Oh, Smith. Smith, that's it. Of course, he's been thinking that all along.
You what?
I thought I'd sing myself a song. To cheer me up, you know, while I'm doing my gardening.
Oh, I know a good gardening song. Oh. It's called "It's Only the Hairs on a Goose Gog That Stops It From Being a Grape."
Oh, that's very comical indeed. I like that. Oh, very funny. Have you got your bowl?
Yes, thanks. And don't worry about that broken window, Mr. Smith. I'll square it up somehow.
Well, you're a right good little lad, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's what they all say. And tomorrow, I'll bring you some more grub. How do you fancy a hot dog? And 2 whipped cream walnuts for afters.
Oh, ecstasy. Oh, the food of the god, that's.
Right, you can have them. And on Monday, if it's tapioca pudding for school dinner,
uh-huh,
you can have that as well. I must go now. Ta-ra, Mr. Smith.
Smith? Cheerio, son. Cheerio. Well, I'll mark that then, eh? Oh, what a grand lad he is.
What's that you've got in your hand, sir?
Eh?
I saw that boy give you something. It looked suspiciously like chocolate, sir.
Oh, well, hang on. I'll check up for you. You're right, Jenkins. It was chocolate.
Smashing apples, Alfie. Real juicy they are. Why don't you try one?
Yeah, look, I'm having enough trouble picking the apples without trying to eat one. I've got one leg jammed against a branch, the other one bent round another branch, and I still feel as if I'm going to fall.
Well, I'll tell you what to do. Wrap your tail round the trunk.
I'll wrap my fist round your head if I come down there. Are you sure it's all right for us to help ourselves like this?
I told you. Old Mr. Smith said he might not be here, but if I took him, it'd be all right with Sir Joshua Arkwright. Now, come on. You've got 3 more trees to do yet.
That sack's over half full, isn't it? Whoa, this branch started wobbling again. Oh, there's a bird flying round me.
Perhaps it thinks you're looking for its eggs. Hey, careful, Alfie. You might get attacked by an angry woodpecker. I should cover your head up.
I'll cover your mouth up in a minute.
Hey, you there, get out of that tree.
Who's that?
It's Mr. Smith's boss, the old windbags himself.
Clear off, or I'll let you have it with a shotgun.
Oh, dear. I knew you were lying about getting permission. See, let's clear out before we get shot.
He won't shoot, he's only kidding. Just hang on, I'll tell him we've got permission and we're going when we're ready. Run for it, Alfie. I'm ready.
You needn't think you've got away with this. I'll have the law on you pair of thieving ruffians.
Jenkins, what's all the row about? And what's the idea of letting them for my shotgun, eh? The grouse season was over weeks ago. Law with you, the grouse season's never over, is it, eh?
It's not funny, Sir Joshua. That boy who ingratiated himself with you the other day...
Oh, big words, Jenkins. Yeah, he'll be smoking next.
Do be serious, sir. He and that friend of his were stealing your apples, so I chased them off.
Oh, did you? Yes, well, they weren't stealing them, Jenkins. I told the lad he could have them.
I didn't know that.
No, well, now you do know, don't you? Yes. Ah, so you left all his apples behind in that sack there?
Yes, Sir Joshua. I'll remove them in a moment.
Indeed you will. Round to that young lad's house.
What? But, Sir Joshua, I'm a very busy man.
Yes, and a very stupid one as well. Now, listen to me. You'll find that boy, give him the sack of apples, and also 10 shillings to compensate him for being scared away like that. Now, don't you think that's a nice idea, eh? The 10 shillings for my little pal?
Yes, if you say so, Sir Joshua.
Good, I'm glad you think so, because that 10 bob's coming out of your wages.
Well, that's a nice carry-on, Alfie. A lad comes home from a hard day at school and there's nobody in the house.
Well, I'm here.
Yes, but you're not all there. I mean, not one of my family.
Yeah, well, you're late and your mum and your grandad had to go out. I said I'd get your tea for you, because Susan's working late, so she can't cook the tea.
I've been saying that for years. Ever since you cooked me a chop and I gave it to Charlie Thompson's dog.
Yeah, well, you'd no right to do that.
Oh, no. The dog brought it back here and then bit me.
Now, don't tell lies and stop being rude about Susan or I won't get your tea for you.
All right. Anyway, I'm not very hungry. Had a nasty shock at school.
What happened? Did you get her some, right?
Very funny.
Oh, dear.
When you finish laughing, ring up the zoo and see if your cage is empty.
You can't take a joke.
I'm not in the mood. I've been dodging Sir Joshua Arkwright for the last hour. That's why I'm late.
Sir Joshua? Well, what do you mean?
I was just coming out of school and I spotted him outside the school gates, watching all the lads go out. All I hope is he hasn't found out my name.
Oh, well, didn't you tell him?
He didn't see me, you clot. That's why I was late, waiting till he went. But he didn't go, so after half an hour, I had to climb over the wall and sneak out through the girls... the girls.
Yeah, hey, Jim. The phone's ringing.
Get away.
Shall I answer it? Because it'll probably be Susan. Your mum said she'd ring if she was late. Susan, I mean. Ring, not said. Your mum said.
All right, answer it. If Susan wants to talk to you, it serves her right.
Oh, shut up. Hello, who's that?
Hello, I'm phoning for Sir Joshua Arkwright.
All right, you found us. Him, I mean. Jimmy, it's him, Sir Joshua, all right. Noah Ark, I mean.
Oh, no, you mean he's found out my name?
Hello, are you still there?
Yes, sir, here, sir.
I'm trying to trace a boy who was in Sir Joshua Arkwright's garden.
Pinching apples?
Yes.
And you found out his name's Jimmy Clitheroe?
Oh, he is the boy, then.
Yeah, of course, well, that's what you said. No, you didn't. I said it. Right. Jim, I've told him your name.
You great big dozy ape.
I wasn't sure he was the boy, but it seemed likely from what I was told at his school.
Well, look, Mr. Sir, he didn't mean any harm, you see.
Well, that's all right. Look, I want to come round and see him and his mother and grandfather, I believe it is, to proffer a peace offering of a bag of apples and 10 shillings.
You what? 10 shillings?
That is correct. May I come round?
What's that about 10 bob, Alfie?
I think he said if you offer him 10 bob, he'll keep the peace. And he wants to come round to see your grandad and mam.
Oh, heck, they'll murder me. Look, tell him to come round straight away in 10 minutes.
But they won't be here then.
You don't say. Look, me grandad won't be here, but you will be here. That famous actor, Alfie McCall.
Oh, hey, then, wait a minute. I don't know what you are up to, but I'm having nothing to do with it.
Will you stop moaning, Alfie, and listen? Sir Joshua Blooming Hearthrug will be here any minute.
Oh, but I feel daft wearing your granddad's kilt. It tickles.
Let's have a look. Oh, you clot. No wonder it tickles. You've got the sporran on inside. Come here. You wear it in front like that.
All right, all right. Anyway, the blinking kilt's too big for me.
Yeah, with your skinny legs, you look like a tent with 2 poles.
That does it, I'm finished. You'll get no help from me, you cheeky young...
I'm sorry. Keep cool, keep cool.
I can't help but keep cool in this drafty blinking kilt. I'm not doing it for you.
Listen, you're doing it for yourself as well. If he recognises you, you've had it. I mean, you were up the tree pinching the apples. I was only putting them in the sack for you.
You what? They were all your idea.
I know that, and you know it. But Sir Joshua doesn't. He'll think it was like Oliver Twist and Fagin. And you know what happened to him?
Yeah. Now, look, if he does recognise me, you're going to tell him the truth.
Do you want to bet? Look, Alfie, we'll just have to fool him.
You're a little... Anyway, he'll never believe I'm your granddad.
Oh, tell him he's got it wrong. Say, I haven't got a granddad. You're my Scotch dad. We're very poor, so you can't give him 10 bob. But you'll give me a good smacking.
I remember that bit, all right.
Yes, well, remember you're Scottish. Och, aye, the new you ken.
You are.
That's how you have to talk. He's here. Now, do your stuff when I let him in. You're Scotch, you're poor, and tell him he can't get blood out of a stone.
No, but he can get it out of me, okay?
please, sir, don't take our furniture away. Me dad'll pay you as soon as he gets his bagpipes back from the pawn shop.
I beg your pardon?
He placed the cinema queues and they give him money to go away.
Look, I really don't understand. You are James Clitheroe, are you not?
Yes. Come in and see me dad.
Dad? I understood you'd only a mother and grandfather.
Oh, no. No, dad and grandmother, but me granny's out. She's gone next door to borrow the woman's joint to make us some gravy. Here's me dad. Say hello, dad. Dad. Dad!
Ah, me leg! I mean, och, me leg.
How do you do, sir?
Hello, okay. I'm sorry my son took your apples, okay? But we're very poor, and he was hungry, okay, the now, bejabers.
Just a moment. Weren't you with the boy when I chased him? You were up the tree.
Yes, I'm Fagin. I mean, oh, no, not me, the new. You know.
Look, you said 10 shillings on the phone, sir.
That's right, 10 shillings.
Well, will you take a penny a week? And me dad will give me a good smacking, won't you, dad? Dad!
Damn it, lad! It'll be a pleasure.
Will you please listen for a moment? You've got it all wrong.
Will you come away in, please, sir?
I'm afraid the house is in a bit of a mess.
Oh, no. I owe you an apology for intruding.
Oh, heck, me grandad and me mam.
Here we are, sir. I must say I'm highly honoured. Alfie, what are you doing in my kilt? Get it off.
Yes, Mr. Sinclair, I'll take it off straight up. No, I won't.
What?
But I can't, now, Mrs. Clitheroe's there. I haven't got any pants. I mean, I'm not wearing any under, like a Scotsman. Jimmy said. I'll go upstairs.
And I'll go with him.
You both stop here till we sort this out.
Well, are you told them, Jenkins?
No, Sir Joshua, I haven't been able to get a word in yet.
Sir Joshua? He's the gardener.
No, I'm afraid I've led you on a bit there, son. You see, when we first met and you gave me that chocolate, thinking I was the gardener.
So you went to all that trouble for nothing, Jimmy?
For 10 bob, you mean? Mind, it was worth a bit of trouble just to see Alfie dressed up.
Well, I must say, Alfie, you haven't got the legs for a kilt.
He hasn't got the stomach for yours.
Don't you be cheeky, Jimmy. You're lucky to get away with all this.
Well, they've gone. Wasn't Sir Joshua a charming man?
He certainly was. He's invited us all to his house next Sunday, Grandad.
Well, that is nice of him.
Yes, well, don't forget why you're going, because you know me. Jim, the friend of the aristocracy.
All right, big head.
Sister dear, when we get to the hall, I'll take you round and see if I can find a dungeon.
That'll do. Still, I suppose we ought to be thankful to Jim. If he hadn't been kind to Sir Joshua, we wouldn't have been invited.
Quite right. Ain't it funny how an accident can turn out all right in the end?
What do you mean?
Nothing, ma'am. Alfie, you promised to take me for a ride in your mouth, on your bike.
Just a minute. Alfie, you mean Jimmy accidentally meeting Sir Joshua?
No. Well, yes, but I meant the football, kicking it over the wall.
Who kicked it over his wall?
Did you, Alfie?
Yeah, no, you did. Have you forgotten Saturday afternoon when you took Ozzy's place in the team and he was delivering the Vickers magazines because his hand would go back? I've done it again, haven't I? Yes, I kicked it.
Jimmy, you got Ozzy to deliver the magazines and you played football.
Well, you see, ma'am...
After I paid you to clean out my tool shed.
Oh, yes, well, you see, if you let me explain...
Yes, let's hear your wee story. Aye, and make it good.
Well, once upon a time, there was a boy who had a very kind granddad.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Derek Giler as Sir Joshua, and John Graham as Jenkins. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
I thought you'd like to know I didn't get smacked. But I had to agree to clean out my granddad's greenhouse, weed the garden, and dig over his vegetable patch. It took over 3 hours. Mind you, Alfie's a very slow worker.